Corn planting intentions high for now. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The USDA March planting intentions report number for corn acreage was a surprise to many, but experts say that number will likely change. Gary Crawford has more.
We could almost hear the reactions from corn farmers and traders after seeing USDA's hugely surprising planting intentions report last week. It was the corn planting intentions number that caused the collective
corn up by 5.6 million acres relative to last year is a big number.
Far bigger than anybody had projected. This from USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson. He and most analysts had been projecting about 90 million acres of corn, but what farmers indicated in surveys and what USDA estimated in its report was corn acreage up at 93.5 million acres, up 6% from last year. But futures contracts sank immediately after the USDA reports, which also put U.S. corn stocks as of March 1st at 7.8 billion bushels, second highest on record.
Farmers are struggling with low prices right now, and these numbers don't make those prices better.
USDA's grains analyst Jerry Norton. So what's motivating growers to say they're going to boost corn plantings by over 5.5 million acres? Norton says part of it is lower prices for production inputs like fuel and fertilizer.
Farmers are also looking at low prices for a lot of commodities and trying to make their revenues cover costs. And that's where you look at crops in terms of what the potential is, at least in terms of revenue. And the way to do that is, one way with corn is you get better yields on corn. And if you get a good weather, you can increase your revenues faster because of higher yielding corn.
However, Norton says for sure that planting intentions acreage number is not to be carved in stone, especially this year.
Prices for corn are probably going to drop relative to beans, which means it's not going to be as favorable. And it has already been shifting that way, so there's likelihood that farmers may plant a little less corn, maybe some other crops they hadn't considered going into the March intention surveys, which were now almost a month ago.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Tennessee farmers intend to plant 840,000 acres of corn, 60,000 higher than last year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.